Jordan, your defense, I thought, played really, really well for most of the football game. But, man, you know, it's how hard is it just to look for the answers right now?
Well, I'll be honest, losing sucks.
Yeah.
But in losses like this and in the place we're at now, you know, you see a lot of good things. I look around the locker room, and although we can't get in the win column, I'm seeing guys putting it all on the line for each other and trying to make plays for each other and, you know, just continue to work together and bond and build on something, you know, anything at this point. Backs against the wall. So, yeah. You know, you got nothing less left to lose. So, you know, just go out there, 60 minutes of football, play for each other. You know what? Just play for each other. That's all we got right now.
Whether it was the goal mouth stand early in the game or your interception and big return, the team just don't seem to take advantage of the breaks that you get for yourselves. You can't seem, whatever you're doing, whatever good plays you're making, you're not getting the spark from it that you'd normally see.
Yeah, you know what? Football gives and it takes, right? You know, you try and make the most of a good situation, you know, whether it's a goal line stand or the interceptor, things like that. But all it takes is one play, one surprise play, you know, a little spark here or there. You know, just keep adding flint and tinder to the fire, and then just hope at one point that thing catches fire, wildfire, and that can't be put out. But fortunately, you know, a little flat today. But obviously, you know, I'll always put the blame on myself first. You know, I missed plays. You know, I missed assignments, things like that. And then it's those small details that overall they compound, they add up. So, like I said, football is the greatest team sport in the world. You know, tough to lose. It's easy to win. It's much harder to lose.
I know, Jordan, you're on the special teams as well, and we've been talking about the return game, and mm-hmm. I thought we saw a lot of good from Terry Williams tonight, but again, penalties back you up, and I mean, you get a 45-yard return, and then it's wiped out because of a penalty. But, you know, is it easy, or can you draw positives from that? You go, hey, you know what, we're just one small error away that if we get rid of that...
That's the scary Terry I know. You know, he really hit the hole and got one going. Yeah, you know what? Penalties, they'll definitely deflate you, especially big ones like that. But, yeah, it's a penalty. But the way I see it, it's a guy out there just working his butt off trying to make that block make a play. So I'll never fault him for trying to make that block. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, we could be a little bit better fundamentally, technique-wise, whatever you want to call it, and do it correctly, but he's trying. You know what I mean? Trying to make a play and bust it open, so I'll never fault him for effort, that's for sure.
Jordan, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, eh?
All right, dude.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.